He is actually fairly attractive and has a very nice body. So if he got that
in
4 hours.
That's probably why he got it in 4 hours.
So now I'm trying a not new diet. It's one that I've done before. He's just calling it something different. So I bought this book to hear about a low-carb diet. The only difference is...
And Big Fatty and I have been preaching about a low-carb diet for the last year. You could have just listened to us.
The only difference is that he calls his a slow-carb diet, and you can't have dairy either.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty. Online.
He is actually fairly attractive.
Yes! Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 1555 of the BFO Friday, the 10th of January 2014. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, we're going to play more voice letters. We might even get called up on them. Big Fatty! Hello, Glovies. Big Fatty going old school. That's right. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all right. It's going well, y'all. Let me tell you. Y'all, a good day in the coal mine on Thursday, y'all. Big Fatty got a few things taken care of. Did had an interesting meeting about old coal miner travel. And, y'all, it's just, it was lovely. It was lovely. Big Fatty, it was lovely. And And Big Fatty got his hair cut, too, so that was just lovely. And y'all, I don't know about y'all, but Big Fatty loves, y'all, do you love a haircut? Or maybe it's an age thing. I don't know, but when I go and sit in the barber chair, he works his magic, and y'all, and then he puts the shaving cream on the back of the neck and around the ears and everything, and you know, takes the straight razor and just cuts, you know, shaves your neck and everything, and then takes that hot towel. And puts that around your ears and on the back of your neck and just kind of does that little thumb rub on the back of your neck. Big Fatty, that's just lovely. And y'all, then he takes the little paper, what do you call that, bib kind of thing, and then he puts a little bit of that sea breeze on there, and he just dabs it on the back of the neck, and y'all, it just revives me. It absolutely revives me. Big Fatty, we need a revival. But it was just lovely. Did that, and y'all, I had that chicken. You know that Larry Clyde, the paleo chicken, you know, the low carb, you know, that was that Adam Burns and that Daniel Biba at the beginning of today's little show talking about the low carb and Adam, Big Fatty's been doing the modified paleo, you know, it's a lower carb, and I mean, I don't cut it all out, and Big Fatty's cut out I'd say 90% of the dairy he was eating and everything, and the sugar has been greatly reduced. But you know, sometimes you just gotta have a little piece of fried chicken. Yes, Big Fatty, every Wednesday from the Vonsies. it's all in moderation. Big Fatty, everything can be in moderation. Except cake. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy, happy birthday. Dear Gussie, y'all, let me just say that, let's see, there's a February, March. Y'all, the second weekend in April, y'all, there's lots of fucking, y'all, they're fucking like bunnies. Big Fatty Vulgar, Y'all, because second weekend in January, we have not one, not two, but three celebrations of exiting the birth cadet. You fucked it up again. Y'all, we have three celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, today for right. The 10th of January is, y'all, it is Blind Guy Jay's. Oh, wait a minute. I forgot he's blind. Y'all, it is Blind Guy Jay's celebration of exiting the birth canal. Big Freddy, why are you talking louder? Well, he's blind. Never mind. Big Freddy never gets old. Yeah, well, it does, kind of. But, y'all, we met Jay out at Pride 48 this past year out there and Lost Wages. And, y'all, he's just a delight. Just a delight. And, y'all, then a poor, poor, sweet, sweet woman. Poor, sweet woman that had to sit beside Big Fatty at a meet and greet out there in at Disneyland, y'all. It is on Saturday. It is the celebration of exiting of the birth canal of the one and only Mama the Confused. Big Fatty, I just love her. She's just so sweet, and she just had to endure so much having to sit by you. But I think she heard more four-letter words at that dinner than she's probably heard in 30 years. But anyway, Big Freddy, don't count on it. But y'all, and our final celebration of exiting the birth canal is this Sunday, the 12th of January, 2014, y'all. It is the one and only, y'all. You know he's part of the Siamese twins. Y'all, we hadn't heard from them in forever, y'all. They're the makers of the hammer saw, y'all. It is a half of the Siamese twins, y'all. It is that Brian in Denver. Big Betty, I hope David makes him a mile high kick.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, now I just want to remind you that we've got a little quickie contest going on over at the BFO, y'all, and we've already gotten three entries. We've heard from Moose P and that Peter G and Trucker Alex, and y'all, you have until next Thursday, the 16th of January at 5 p.m. in the evening Eastern Standard Time to get your guess in. And y'all, the only way to submit your guess is to send me an e-letter to Ruined at Big Fatty Online. .com and put contest in the subject line, and then y'all, in the body of the e-letter, you put in your guess as to how much Big Fatty announced that he saved for the years of 2011, 2012, and 2013, all added together. So it's one number, the sum of 2011, 2012, and 2013, and get it in to me by next Thursday at 5 p.m. Big Fatty, I'm counting on fingers and toes.
With Big Fatty, oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, Big Fatty, this is Skeeter. Oh, Lord have mercy. Dear Gussie, we done had us an earthquake. Did you hear? There was a 5.1 magnitude earthquake down in Cuba. It happened just like 10 minutes ago. I'm sorry, but Big Fatty, I think a week of Big Fatty's just going to take a day off. Or maybe you can tell us when your birthday is, since you do everybody else's birthday. But Big Fatty, I got to go to the house. I'm here at the coal mine right now. I got to get home because they're expecting a snoo nominee or something. So I got to go. All right, I'll call you if I survive.
Dear, bye. Oh, bye. Oh, dear, Gussie, Big.
Hey, I'm scared.
Skeeter, I hope everything's going to be all right, y'all. I just, this was just confirmed by the weather rat. I'm sitting here watching this, and y'all, it was an earthquake. Big Fatty, are you sure you just didn't have gas? Well, I did have gas, but I believe I was not in Cuba. Big Fatty, you have far-reaching effects. Anyway, y'all, Skeeter, I hope everything is going to be okay, because you know those earthquakes, you know, they do cause those tiramisus, and you know when the waves are coming, you know, and you're in Key West, you know, if Skeeter, let me just put it this way: if you need to get your ass a big ready, you're always talking about his ass. Well, it's pretty, but if you need to get your ass out of Key West, come on up here to the Fat Cave. I'll put you up, big ready. That sounds vulgar. Well, maybe a little bit vulgar, but anyway. I hope everything will be all right, and we'll finish up Axe Big Fatty Week. Tiramisu is in an earthquake is good enough reason to continue Axe Big Fatty Week next week. Yes, Big Fatty.
Big Fatty, it's your number one. Hey, I was driving home, and I realized I have been remiss because I have not called you and Poodle to wish you a happy and prosperous New Year's and Merry Christmas to you and the Hat. Also wanted to congratulate you on your retirement. You're making us all jealous, so keep it up. Merry Christmas, Big Fatty. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That is the number one fan of the BFO. They are this Bill in St. Louis. Big Fatty, he wished me a Merry Christmas, too. and y'all, Bill, thank you so much. Poodle and I did get your message prior to Christmas. But, I anybody that takes the time to call into the BFO, I'm gonna get their message eventually played. It may take a while, but it'll eventually get played. So you just don't worry about that. And, Bill, thank you again. For the Apple Snack TV. Big Fatty, I've really been enjoying it. We've been listening to little shows on the TV machine. It's true. And y'all, on the TV machine, you can get the podcast to play on the TV machine, and the artwork pops right up there, and y'all, so I can see Big Burg Fatty on the big screen. Big Fatty, you are silly.
Hello.
Bacon.
Hey, Poodle, it's Bacon.
Hi.
Calling you from the Fat Cave.
Hi.
I am just sitting here in my house with my chilly little toes, but my super warm neck and my beautifully crafted, made just for me bacon scarf. It is adorned with some little danglies that hang off the bottom. What are these called? These are, what are these called? Hey, what are these called?
Scarves?
No, this thing. Tassels. There's tassels that are bacon-colored, it's like a burgundy-ish red, and, the fat, it's like there's plenty of fat on my bacon, and my edges are, like, all ridgy or whatever, you know, how the bacon curls up or whatever. It is just, I'm so in love. I cannot, okay, I'm super excited, and I just can't even believe that. You know what? Gavin can be the number one, because now I'm number one in my scarf. I'm like number one as I'm going to walk through the stores. Everybody's going to see my scarf. I'm going to wear it at work all day long. It's nice and toasty. Don't tell me not to wear my scarf. I look beautiful.
Not in the stores. That's kind of awesome.
No, I look beautiful in my scarf. You better watch that. I'm wearing it to the beach now.
Like
I said I'm going to... Anyway, so Poodle, all right, everybody should be... Okay, maybe they shouldn't be jealous, but I tell you what, this is awesome. It is absolutely beautiful. I cannot be more excited.
Yeah, Gussie, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much for the call. And it sounds like she just is excited as she can be about her grandma present. Big Fatty, she should, and her scarf was made by Gavin. You know, he was the number one fan of the BFO for 2012. He was indeed. And Miss Bacon, thank you so much. And enjoy your tassels. That Big Fatty, that sounded vulgar.
Hello.
Happy Bacon.
Hey, Farks, it's Bacon. Basically, the moral of the story is hiatuses are for hussies. So I was just calling. I was just wondering if you were having any resolutions. And I'm watching watching The Good Wife, season 3, episode 3 or 4. Thanks for whoever got me addicted to this. Okay, so anyway, I just wanted to, I just don't even know what to say anymore. Okay, I'm trying to whisper because all the people in the house are sleeping, and I like it that way because then it's like I get quiet time. But anyway, anybody who is resolving themselves to work out, we're going to be starting a new challenge, a 30-day ab challenge, and we have a Facebook group, and we would love you all to join us. But anyway, hi, this is our first.
Yes, y'all, that, of course, is Miss Bacon, and Miss Bacon, you are exactly right. Hiatus is for a hussy, and we don't need any hussies, even though I understand Miss Bacon is on a face space hiatus. So, Miss Bacon, remember, those are for for hussies also, I think. But anyway, lovely to hear your voice, I hope you didn't wake everybody up in the house.
Hey, Big Fatty. Hey, Poodle.
Hi, Timmy.
Poodle, I got a naughty question. Put your hands over your ears.
Okay, hands on the ears, right, Squeaky?
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror.
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It is time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. And y'all, our Ask Big Fatty question today comes to us from that Timmy Sims. Timmy?
Big Fatty, I was on the Grinch Doctor, and this one guy said hi. And after all the hi's, he asked me a question. I'm almost embarrassed to even tell you what the question was, but right after the hi's, just hi, that's it. He goes, do you take a fist? I spit out my Cheerios and said, no. What would have been the proper response to that? That's my question. Happy New Year's. Bye, Poodle.
Bye.
My Poodle, how did you hear that?
Be ready. I was listening.
Timmy, first of all, thank you so much. It's lovely to hear your voice. I hope hashtag Lex is doing well, too. And first of all, this is an excellent question. It gets back to Gren Doctor etiquette. And quite frankly, Timmy, this is a situation that many people on the dating sites face. And instead of no, you could have said I don't. But if we were all the same, if we all like the same thing, what a boring world it would be, or something like. Or you could say, no, I don't, but happy hunting. And Big Fatty, or you could say, I know Big Fatty, and no. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, I thought we were going to get through more voice letters than we did, but y'all, we did pretty good. Let me just see here how many more we got. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 more voice letters to catch up on, and y'all, oh dear Gussie. Anyway, at least a Big Fatty has called content. We can never have enough. It's true. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Ooh, y'all, that is... that is that chicken, the chicken that I made, and some poke rinds. Oh, by the way, Adam Burns, if you're looking for a low carb snackette while you're on your low carb and no dairy weight control plan, get some pork skins because there's no carbs in those. They're pork skins. Big Fatty, that just sounds lovely. And Adam, just out of curiosity, what did you think of Big Fatty after he was on the low carb?
He is actually fairly attractive.
Oh, well, thank you very much, and have a lovely weekend, young man.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206- 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.